Unit 6, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to a news item on Christmas gifts. Then answer these questions.
Charity appeal for unwanted Christmas gifts. Shoppers are being encouraged to donate their unwanted Christmas gifts as part of a charity gift amnesty. The Bridges Shopping Centre is taking in unwanted gifts through this month to donate to the Children's Society. People can drop off anything from a pair of unwanted socks to a CD or beauty products at the customer service sites. Marketing Manager Sarah King said, "The gift amnesty last year was a huge success, and we really hope local people will take the opportunity to recycle their unwanted gifts again. For every present that didn't quite hit the mark this Christmas, there is sure to be someone who'll love it. The Children's Society really needs our help in these rough times, and this is a great way to help at no cost. Gift donations will help raise much-needed funds that enable the Blandford Street-based charity to give support to the children who face danger, discrimination, or disadvantage in their daily lives. The Children's Society has a national network of projects, as well as ongoing pioneering research and influential campaigning." 2. Text: The Bachelor's Dilemma.
The night before Christmas, Harry Holmes, the plump young executive with a bow tie, came home to his bachelor apartment near the university and found the janitor had put a turkey on the kitchen table. It was a fine big bird weighing 22 pounds, far too big for his small refrigerator, and tied to the leg was a note from the manager of his favorite restaurant congratulating him on winning their turkey raffle. Wondering when he had bought the ticket, he thought, well, the devil must look after his own. And he telephoned his brother's wife, who had invited him for dinner on Christmas Day. "This year, for a change, I'll provide the turkey," he said, feeling exuberant. "I've got it right here." "Oh, Harry, that's a shame," she said. "We've got a turkey big enough for 3 days. It's in the fridge." There was no room for his turkey, and so she had to disappoint him. Soon he was smiling and indulging himself, anticipating the pleasure he would get giving the turkey to Tom Hill, his underpaid assistant who had just got married. Then he talked on the telephone to Tom, who had to explain his wife had bought a turkey that afternoon, and he was so apologetic and embarrassed. Harry thought, "You'd think I was trying to let him do something for me," and he felt amused. He called three old friends. Two were out of town for the holiday. The other had won a turkey in a bowling alley. Then he remembered that two other friends whom he admired, sports columnists at the local newspapers, were accustomed to gathering at this hour in a cafe on Blaine Street. With a turkey in his arms, he took a taxi to the cafe, grinned jovially at the hat-check girl who asked him to check the turkey, strode past her to the familiar corner table, laid the turkey before his astonished friends, and invited them to toss for it. One telephoned his wife, the other his sister. Both had turkeys and crowded refrigerators. The hostile waiter glared at the turkey lying on the table. Harry's friends began to make jokes. "I'm afraid," one said, teasing Harry and pretending to be in the theatrical business, "we have a turkey on our hands." It was all very jolly, and he laughed too. But the fact was, they didn't appreciate that he had thought of them, and he had to pick up his turkey and go home. In his kitchen, standing beside the turkey, he felt irritated. It was as if his brother's wife and Tom and all his friends had joined together to deny him the satisfaction of pleasing them with the gift. And as he looked out the window at the lighted houses of his city of a million souls, he suddenly felt discontented with his life, which had been going so smoothly until he had to get a turkey cooked. "There's something the matter with the world when you can't give a turkey to anyone who knows you," he thought. Then he tried to sell the turkey to the restaurant, but the manager refused to buy back a turkey he had given away. "Why don't you try the butcher?" he asked. A butcher store a few blocks away on Harbour Street was still open, but the bald-headed butcher, pointing to his turkey-filled window, said, "Look what I've left, mister. I'll sell you one at half price." On the way home, the big turkey seemed to take on weight. Harry's arms ached, and he was glad when he dumped it on the kitchen table. Exhausted, he lay down and fell asleep. At the Christmas dinner at his brother's place, they were surprised to hear his turkey was still on his kitchen table, and he wondered why he felt ashamed. When he got home in the evening, he stared uneasily at the naked bird. "It'll go bad," he thought, and he sniffed it. Picking it up, he went out and began to cross Queen's Park. It had begun to snow. Wet, dead leaves in the melting snow glistened under the park lights. Shifting the turkey from one arm to the other, he headed for a church along a side street. There, he asked the white-haired man who answered the door. "Do you know anyone who would like a Christmas turkey?" he added apologetically. "It's late, I know." "It's never too late, my son," the old man said. "I know 100 poor families in the neighborhood who'll appreciate a turkey. Won't you give me your name?" "It doesn't matter," Harry said awkwardly. And as soon as he felt the weight of the turkey being lifted off his arms, he understood why he had felt ashamed at his brother's place. He hadn't been looking for someone who would appreciate a turkey. He had been looking for someone who would appreciate him.
New words.
Plump.
Bachelor.
Janitor.
Turkey.
Refrigerator.
Raffle.
Devil.
Exuberant.
Indulge.
Anticipate.
Underpaid.
Apologetic.
Embarrassed.
Amused.
Bowling.
Alley.
Columnist.
Grin.
Jovially.
Hat check.
Stride.
Toss.
Hostile.
Glare.
Tease.
Theatrical.
Jolly.
Irritated.
Deny.
Discontented.
Butcher.
Bald-headed.
Dump.
Exhausted.
Naked.
Melt.
Glisten.
Awkwardly.
Proper nouns.
Harry Holmes.
Tom Hill.
Blaine Street.
Harbour Street.
Queen's Park.
Part 2.
Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Ordering from the menu.
The next day, Harry reflected on what had happened the day before. He was eager to talk with some friends about his experience. So he invited two of his colleagues to his favorite restaurant for dinner in the evenings that followed. Listen to Harry and his friends ordering from the menu. Find their orders on the menu.
"Are you ready to order now, sir?"
"Yes, we're ready to order, thank you. My friend will start with the mussels."
"Mussels, yes, sir. And for you?"
"What is this antipasto?"
"It's an Italian starter, sir. It's a variety of cold meats like salami and a little tuna. And salad vegetables, lettuce, tomato, cucumber and so on. It's quite filling."
"It sounds very good. I'll try that."
"One antipasto. And what would you like to follow, madam?" "I'll have the sole, please." "What vegetable would you like with your sole, madam?" "None, I think. Just some lemon." "No vegetables. And for you, sir?"
I'll have the entrecote, please.
How would you like it done, sir?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. And vegetables?
Mushrooms, chips, and, yes, peas.
Mushrooms, chips, and peas. Thank you, sir.
The second evening. Ah, about time. We'll have a bourbon and what do you call it over here? Whiskey? Okay, one whiskey. Hey, do you want ice? No? I guess that's one whiskey. Whatever.
Yes, sir. One bourbon, one whiskey.
Then, say, are these oysters clean over here, eh? I mean, are they?
Yes, sir.
Okay, oysters and a tonidos. Well done. What about you, Peter? The squid and then the venison, please.
That's a whiskey and bourbon, then one oyster, one squid, followed by a tonidos, well done, and the venison.
That's it.
New words.
Seafood.
Mussel.
Antipasto.
Starter.
Salami.
Tuna.
Salad.
Lettuce.
Sole.
Entrecote.
Medium.
Rare.
Mushroom.
Chip.
Pea.
Bourbon.
Whiskey.
Oyster.
Tornado.
Squid.
Venison.
2. Pair work. On the menu.
Reference answer.
Are you ready to order, sir?
No, not quite. Actually, I need some help with the menu.
Well, I'll try to explain the things you don't understand.
Okay. What's this, for example? Could you explain the Black Forest ham?
Yes. Black Forest ham is smoked, not cooked, and the flavor is much stronger. It's served thinly sliced with rye bread.
It sounds nice, but I think I'd like a hot starter. What's the soup of the day?
That's a beef broth with savory pancakes.
What is it?
The pancakes are cut into strips, and the broth is poured over them.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Yes, I'll have that as my starter.
That's one beef broth. And for your main course?
I'd like pork. How is Dongpo pork cooked?
That's braised pork.
Good. Does it come with vegetables?
Yes, it comes with red cabbage and potato dumplings. And the cabbage is stewed with apple and red wine. It's very popular.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So, that's one beef broth and one Dongpo pork. What would you like to drink with that?
I'd like a glass of wine. Could you recommend some good wine?
I suggest Great Wall.
Okay then, Great Wall, please.
Okay. Please wait a few minutes for preparation.
3. Text. Casual fine dining. You'll never go away hungry when you step foot inside any of Kewadin's 5 casino locations. Kewadin offers many dining choices, including our award-winning Dreamcatcher restaurant in Salt Strait Marie, the Marina's Cove restaurant in Manistique, the Horseshoe Bay restaurant in St. Ignace, the Frosty's Bar and Grill in Christmas, and the Northern Nook Bar and Grill in Hessel. Our 260-seat Dreamcatcher restaurant, located in Kewadin Salt St. Marie, offers a full menu along with a salad bar and generous buffet that is available at every meal. This buffet contains many all-time favorites, our own chef's creations, and a wonderful action station. This restaurant has won a variety of local awards, including Best Service, Best Salad Bar, Best Dinner Buffet, Best Fresh Seafood, and Best Seafood Buffet. The Horseshoe Bay Restaurant, located in Kewadin St. Ignace Casino, overlooks the beautiful Lake Huron. This buffet-style restaurant offers guests an incredible spread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with signature menu items. Special entrees for our buffet are prepared on the weekend. Kewadin Manistique Casino is home to our charming Mariner's Cove restaurant. This 60-seat restaurant serves guests by offering a full-service menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. On Friday and Saturday nights, they feature a special buffet containing many home-style favorites. Bring your appetite to the Frosty's Bar and Grill, because the cooking at this restaurant is served up in extra-large portions. Sit back and enjoy your meal in the unique, rustic atmosphere at this quaint restaurant that features a full menu available for lunch and dinner. The Northern Nook Bar and Grill, located in Kawarden Hessel, is the perfect place for an afternoon snack or a nighttime meal. We serve everything from quick appetizers to pizza, sub sandwiches, and burgers.
New words:
casual,
casino,
generous,
buffet,
favorite,
chef,
creation,
award,
overlook,
buffet style,
incredible,
spread,
signature,
entree,
charming,
appetite,
unique,
rustic,
quaint,
snack,
appetizer,
sub,
burger.
Proper nouns:
Kawarden,
the Dreamcatcher restaurant,
Sault Ste. Marie,
the Mariner's Cove restaurant,
Manistique,
the Horseshoe Bay restaurant,
St. Ignace,
the Frosty Bar and Grill,
Christmas,
the Northern Nook Bar and Grill,
Hessel,
Lake Huron. Part 3. Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and practice, paying attention to the incomplete plosion.
1. Picture.
Object.
Lecture.
Suddenly.
Cotton.
Greatly.
Little.
Middle.
Absent.
Breakfast.
2. Stop talking.
Get better.
Beg pardon.
Keep mine.
Good luck.
Old friend.
Dark night.
Talk nonsense.
Speak louder.
At most.
3. They're good short stories.
I don't know that big boy.
I should like to do it with you.
Take care of yourself.
Great changes will take place in the old village.
B. Read the following and pay attention to the incomplete plosion.
1. They bought cheap newspapers and magazines.
2. The teacher tried to persuade David to take the challenge.
3. My advice would be, only take hand baggage, not a large suitcase.
4. I'm convinced that Jack has made the right choice.
5. No, not this bus. You'll have to transfer at the next stop.
6. Some new problems hence occur, such as what to do with the lonely grandparents who cannot see their grandchildren often.
7. The driver exceeded the speed limit.
8. Can you recommend some really authentic Chinese restaurants?
9. Jane is a famous actress, and her brilliant performance captured the audience's imagination.
10. When you are abroad, treat everyone you meet with respect.